Blog Talk Radio.
Another edition of Real Life Radio. I'm your host, Gary Tarand. I'm here with my beautiful co-host, Desiree Michelle. Hey, Des, how's it going?
Hey, it's going awesome. And I love that the song we wanted worked. Yay!
I know!
Good start here.
it fits really perfectly with today's topic about kind of biting your tongue and holding it in and carrying all that extra stuff that really does translate into carrying some extra weight and just not feeling free and light like we're meant to. So I love today's topic, and we were talking a little before the show about how huge this is, how heavy this is, and how much it weighs on so many people in the way and in so many different ways. And I know it's been that whole idea of what are you waiting for has been really a theme and something that's come up in my life a lot lately, and going deep into that. So I'm excited about sharing with our listeners, and we do have our chat room open. So if you have questions or comments, please feel free to type them in. And people are always invited to call in, whether or not we, with this little half-hour episode, whether we have the time to get to them. No promises, but do feel free to call in as well. So, and the guest call-in number is 773-897-6437. All right. So, big one. Oh, my goodness. What are you waiting for, Des?
I'm not anymore.
What are your patterns? Maybe share some. Yeah, because I know for sure I've had a little bit of a battle with weight and with that mental and emotional clutter, and I know you've fluctuated a lot over the years, and so what would be your own experience around waiting and carrying some extra stuff, extra few pounds? And what you've discovered.
I definitely, like you said, I mean, you've even watched me fluctuate up and down. I'm not usually enormous amounts, like 10 pounds, but it still makes a difference. But it's really interesting because I've noticed a correlation with that regarding my feeling on fire, feeling on purpose, feeling free. And so in sort of like reverse engineering that and going, okay, so when I was leaner and it was a result of not because we've had past shows where, cause I have been lean, but I like beat myself up to get there versus it just sort of falls off on its own. So I want to talk about the ones that just seem to fall off on its own. And one of the times that comes to mind most recently about that was in 2013, I decided finally to get my own condo and just sort of, I had a relationship that ended and there was a whole bunch of stuff around the custody of my kids. And there was all this stuff that I had been saying yes to that I didn't actually want. So I had started collecting a bunch of resentment around these obligations or these agreements that I had said yes to that I didn't actually, that I wanted to say no to, but was afraid. I was afraid, what would our culture think of me? What would our community think of me? What would my children think of me? What would my friends think of me? I mean, I had all of, what do I think of me? Because I had my own conflicting belief systems in there about, is that okay? And there's a part of me that's like, you're not allowed to be free. You're not allowed to get your own place. You're not allowed to end a relationship just because it's a good relationship. Like, man, you're being awfully snobby or picky or whatever, right? But there was areas that I felt like I wanted to grow, and my partner at that time didn't want to grow there. Like, they had no interest in growing there. And it was like, okay, well, but I do. And the only way for me to do what I need to do to follow my heart is to get my own place and create an environment that wasn't polluted by anyone else's emotional gym jams, their belief gym jams, because my own inner world was cluttered enough. And I am very empathic. I do really pick up on the environment that I'm in. And so if it's already toxic, it's really hard for me to weed through my own toxins. So that's my journey. Not everyone needs to do that degree of like creating space for themselves. But during that period of time, like drinking a lot of water, I was just naturally choosing foods that were a little better for me, just I think because I was honoring me and my heart. And so without, like, subconsciously, once I started to honor myself, I would honor myself with my food choices, with my consumption of alcoholic beverages choices, with my consumption of water, clean water. And, you know, my working out was just nice. It was just like, you know, I go for a run. It was nothing extreme. I wasn't beating myself up. And I just really got quite lean. And it's, and not lean in like a too skinny way. I was just healthy. It was like my healthy weight. And it was interesting because I think it's okay to fluctuate back and forth a little bit anyways. But there is definitely a correlation between how much am I living in my truth? What kind of thoughts am I thinking? And how much resentment am I carrying? And it's just, it's been a really interesting journey to sift through all of that stuff and come to terms with some of these beliefs or thoughts that I've had about myself or my environment or my situation, that, and that resentment, like, you know, especially, man, like, I know men struggle with this too, but as a woman, like, the lines are blurry about where, you know, where do I say no? Like, especially to my kids. And when they're little, like when you've got little toddlers, like, it can be an interesting journey learning about where to draw the line. Or if you've got really needy family, maybe you've got sick family, or you know, you're supposed to care for your elderly parents or your ailing parents. And it's like, well, how much of that am I supposed to take on? Like, and not feel guilty about saying no for, right? So it's, yeah, it's a really broad topic. I think we could touch on a lot of things. So,
oh my God.
Yeah, big thing is the resentment. Huge thing is the resentment. I mean, the more resentment I have or the more fear I have, the more weight I put on. Guaranteed. Every time.
Yeah, totally. That resentment. And it really does create kind of that subconscious buffer of protection, you know, against us and them. And so it does translate for sure into some extra weight carrying those resentments, and prevents us from actually seeing the truth and seeing the beauty in the person right next to us and the ones we love. And we stop being able to even see our own children carrying around these resentments and collecting them and not speaking our truth. And I think, yeah, you hit on so much. And then, and there's this guilt, and and then the guilt again is, guilt subconsciously demands punishment. And so we, yes, we punish ourselves by maybe under eating, starving ourselves, by overeating, and thinking, well, we don't deserve to get what we want. So I'm not worth it anyway. I'm not even going to ask for what I want, you know, and our self-worth, it's just this cyclical pattern. And we really do need to release it. And I also, you kind of touched a bit on just how much do we take on, how much of other people's stuff, right? And mothers especially are renowned for this. And that's the conversation around caring versus carrying. And so many of us are carrying shit that isn't ours. And that shit is, it's toxic and it's heavy. And not only that, it is fertilizer. That's what shit is for. It helps you grow. So when we're taking on other people's shit, not only is it toxic for us, and are we enabling and taking away that person's opportunity for growth, you know, it weighs us down.
Yeah.
It's not even ours. And so we're not doing the other person any favors. We think we're helping and we're doing it in the name of love. But really we need to realize that that's not loving ourselves, and it's not loving them either. Because it is their fertilizer. They need that to grow. They need those realizations. They need to, you know, have those, have that shit, right? Have that shit until they don't.
It's their shit.
Whoa. Yeah. And it does provide many opportunities for growth. So, yeah, let them have it. Don't take it on. It's not yours to carry. And the most loving thing you can do often is to just allow them their journey. But not always easy.
Not always easy, but it is. It is, and part of the journey, a part of awakening, part of enlightenment is lightening up, and it also is a part of really, I think, learning to discern the difference between my shit and your shit. You know, because it's one thing to be compassionate towards another, but I can't actually solve your problems for you, you know, and vice versa. So it's an interesting, delicate dichotomy of, well, carrying, like I'm going to pick you up and carry you and all of your problems and take them on as mine, right? Versus I care about you. I have compassion about you. I see you're struggling. And you know what? I totally believe in you. I know that you're going to get yourself through this. Like, that's a completely different kind of caring, right? Versus I think some people are, I know myself, I really struggled with, well, I don't want to not take it on, because then that seems like I'm totally heartless. I'm a sociopath. I have no no care or compassion for them, you know? I mean, they're my friends or they're my family, and I, you know, a good person would give you the shirt off your back. But it's like, and there are times, you know, and this is so interesting, there is times where I legitimately am quite happy to give friends or family the shirt off my back, and I've like taken it off before they've even asked, so to speak. And there's other times it's like, no. You know, like, no, get your own shirt. You're cold for a reason. There's learning here for you. And I can't, you know, taking it away from you isn't going to serve me or you, you know. And it's, but man, that takes a lot of strength and courage, right? Like, and sometimes I get it wrong. Like,
it does.
I probably should have given them my shirt, you know.
Well, I'm like, yeah, what a crazy internal dialogue. All of those belief systems that we're raised with. And yeah, you have to give the shirt off your back and give, like, insane. But
yeah,
then we
know,
also get that
flying
back at us, like, oh, you don't even care about me, you know, you're not even helping me, you're not even, but really, a lot of the time we do, because we were so used to somebody else taking it on or doing it for us, that it's learned helplessness, and we don't know how to solve our own problems or find the answers. And so we do need to shift this big time and make it really clear, no, I do care, and I have a ton of compassion, and I care so much. And I, you know, I love the words you said, I believe in you, that I believe you've got this. And those are so much the words that I long to hear as a child. So instead of being corrected and told what to do and reprimanded and, no, not good enough, never good enough, it's like to just hear that, you know what, you're good enough, you got this, I trust that you will figure this out. I believe in you, you're brilliant, you'll figure it out. And I'm here as your support. Like, wow. How many of us are still waiting? And that's another thing, like waiting to hear those words, waiting for that parent to say, I believe in you. I trust you. You've got this. It's your life. And I know that you'll make the best decisions for you.
And even
how
if
empowering
you fall on your face, that's still the best decision, because that's where the learning comes from. Like, it's not about not making mistakes. It's about making them, having someone say, hey, no worries, you know, get up, brush yourself off, try again, you got this, like that's enormous. And I think the fear of not being supported and getting back up, or the fear of, like, for myself, we grew up really, really poor, so there was like literally only just enough money for a very limited amount of groceries, and they were budgeted over the course of the week, and like my whole childhood really was like that. So this imprint I got was, don't fuck up, because there's no resources available to replace if something you broke, or if you make an error in judgment, you're going to get hungry at the end of the week. There's like literally nothing for you to eat. You know what I mean? So there was this enormous pressure around me to make sure that I didn't ever screw up, that I got it right the first time, and because there was no room for error. And that's one of those things that's really, you know, what are you waiting for? I guess I kept waiting to feel like there was enough support or enough finances to take leaps of faith or to give myself, you know, what my heart was yearning for. And so I wouldn't take those leaps, or I'd only take tiny ones just to see, oh, is everything okay? Is everything still okay? You know what I mean? And so it would become so frustrating because you're just always ever trying. You're like sitting back and you're waiting and you're like, well, I'll try a little bit. I'll sort of, you know, but you're not committed, and it's you're waiting for something else outside of you to give you permission to do something that you really want to do, or give yourself permission to hear something you really want to hear, or to take on a task that you really want to take on, but you're afraid. It's like you have to stop waiting and just
start doing it. Yeah, and realizing it isn't their job. It's your job. So if you're still waiting for that support and you're, well, when I have the when I have this, then I'll do that, right? When I have the money, then I'll start the business and live my passion. You know, when I retire, you know, this is how we set ourselves up to die with a whole lot of regrets and a lot of unfinished business. We need to tell ourselves, like, I've got my back. I believe in myself. I know I can do this. All of those words that you've been waiting to hear, all the support you've been waiting to get, give it to yourself. And magically, it does start to show up outside of you, because now you can receive it. You've been practicing receiving it from you. And so now when it does show up, number one, you'll recognize it. Like, oh, my God, how come this has never been here before? Well, you wouldn't have been able to see it anyway or to receive it. So practice receiving it from yourself. And when notice the magic, then it does start to show up more and more outside of yourself.
And I really, I want to jump in if I can, because I just, I just lived this for, like, real life just happened yesterday.
Real life so, radio.
with some of you know, I have this business that I started. So I used to be in real estate. I got into real estate. I went and cocooned up in the library while I contemplated my life and the meaning and my place within it and whatever. And then I knew it was time to leave, but I didn't know exactly where. So I thought to myself, well, I want to do something that I'm passionate about, because that I know for sure is true, that if you're passionate about something, you're invested in it, you're committed to it, you'll do what needs to happen to make it happen. So I started this company that has to do with staging houses for sale, because I've got all this real estate experience. I friggin' love decorating. I could do it all day, every day for the rest of my life, and spend other people's money decorating their houses would bring me great joy. And the other thing is, you know, helping people with their closets so they can stop feeling like they have nothing to wear. And it all ties into feeling like you're enough and streamlining your life, like getting rid of clutter, get rid of stuff you never wear, get it out of your closet, you know, and then you can make room for stuff that you do. And it, of course, it's this enormous metaphor for what you're doing internally, and there's all of this stuff. But Jerry, honestly, so I technically opened this company in January. I didn't really start promoting it, though, until April. And here we are, you know, tailing the end of August, and I've had like two jobs with this business, because I've been waiting and I've been trying and I've been like, and I just have not invested. Like, I just had, because, well, part of it was because I'm like, there's still something missing. There's some component or aspect or flavor of this business that I'm not marketing that I know I need to. And it has to do with the soulful aspect and that deep, like the coaching you to get, let go of the shit in your head that is holding you back, the belief systems that are, because it's manifesting in your house. It's manifesting as clutter. It's manifesting in your closet, you know, and it's like,
yeah, in your body, in yourself,
in your body, literally it's manifesting as extra weight, you know, it's manifesting as illness, it's all related. And I really wanted to find a way to market that angle, because that's actually like, that's where I feel it deep in my core. But I'm like, I don't know how to do that. And I never get any support. I don't have the support I need. We can't afford this. You know, I just am starting to get myself into this place of like not living in debt every month. And now I'm like not getting any work, and I'm putting myself right back there. And there's all this stuff. And I came across this lady, and she does business coaching. And her whole thing is, look, I get it. You know, you've got all of these brilliant ideas, but you're not sure how to put them together. You're not sure how to word it. You're not sure how to coalesce it into this like beautiful package that makes sense, and then get it out to the people who are looking for you. And I loved her. So I caught her video and I like fell in love with her right away. And so I took this enormous plunge because I resonated with her and her message and her delivery and everything so deeply. And I bought a coaching package from her and I'm sitting at the checkout, like it's like online checkout. So I've got my Visa number because I don't have the money. I'm yet again, and I swore I wouldn't use my Visa, but I'm seeing it as an investment, I'm not just going shopping with it or eating with it. Like this is a deep investment in myself and it's a different way of thinking about it, right? And then if you think about it like digging a foundation, so I'm digging a hole in the ground, but that's where you put your foundation, right? You always have to dig a hole in order to put in a foundation.
Right, well,
so that's how I'm choosing to see it, right? The deeper the hole, the bigger
awesome.
The foundation.
I'm not just eating with it. I like the way you said, well, I'm not just like eating with it. Like just eating. I'll just brush that off. No, this is an investment to my soul. Soul food.
So I'm at the checkout. Yeah, exactly. But this is really critical. So I'm at the digital checkout. I've put in all my Visa information. I've got, you know, and it's a lot of money, right? And I'm like, I have to press pay now. That's all I have to do. And I've started this journey. I've invested this money and the journey begins and all of this wash of self-doubt comes up. Are you just wasting your money? Are you sure you're committed to this? Oh, sure, you're excited about right now, but will you actually follow through with it? How many other programs like this have you bought or however many times have you tried to make it, you know, a soulful business and you just petered out and didn't? You know, oh my God, I was like drowning in. I literally froze. And there was a part of me that was like, oh, fuck it, just push it. Just push it, would you? But it was mean. It was like, oh, quit being such a wimp. You know, like that was the – so I'm like, nope. And I paused. And there's a group. There's like a closed Facebook group for this particular outfit. And so I went in the group and I said, oh, my God, please. I just need some virtual hugs right now because I'm freezing up. Like I'm so ready. I know I want this, but there's this huge part of me that's terrified I can't do it, that I won't do it, that I can't do it, that, it, you know – and I was flooded with all of the support and you can do it and it's going to be the best thing you ever did and we're here for you, we'll cheer you on. And I was like, that's the part that I've never allowed myself to receive in the past was this cheer squad, was people saying, I believe in you. I've never allowed that in deeply. And it was me saying, I believe in you, Des. You believe in this. I believe in you. We've got this. And then I reached out and I asked for the support from the universe. In this case, for my Facebook group, please, you know, I just need to know that we've got each other's backs and that I'm not just like deluding myself. And they're like, they showed up. And I said, okay. So then I actually had to re-enter anything because it was so long that it had timed out. But it was like, I finally stopped waiting and I finally asked for support and received it because in my past, every other time, I'm like, I should be able to do this on my own. I don't want to be vulnerable. I don't want people to think I suck. I don't want to come across like I don't have the right answer. And so I would like, the other component was my mate was not sure that it was such a great idea. I mean, he's like, for sakes, like we're trying so hard to get out of debt. And now you're talking about going another $5,000 into debt. Like, and so there was all the, legitimate fear. I mean, it's legit. It makes sense. Like we're already, you know, and you're not really taking in any money. And now you're talking about spending another, you know, guess who's paying the mortgage right now? It's not me. So I understand his fears and his concerns and they're legitimate. And this whole stuff came up again of me standing on the front steps of the Calgary School of Fine Art Design. And I'm having this conversation with my then boyfriend who I wound up marrying, you know, like, what do you think? I want to go. I'm so excited. And him saying, oh my God, it's a lot of money. I don't think our relationship. And I'm like, I'm re-fucking living this. So it's like, no, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting for permission. I'm going to trust that it's going to be okay. I'm going to trust that, you know, I've attracted a mate who's actually going to wind up supporting me, even though he's scared about it right now. And I'm going to jump because I'm so flipping committed to it. Like I'm done waiting and I did it. And you know what? He's totally like, okay, well, we need a new computer. Let's go get you. Like, he's totally supportive. So I had all of that fear and I almost relived the same giving up on my dreams. And I said, no, I'm going to trust. And it wasn't even, well, fuck him. I'm going to do what I feel and go fuck him. Right. It was, I'm going to trust that he's going to come around. I'm going to trust that I'm going to receive the support I need. And because it is in my highest and it is my heart's calling. And that's always the right answer. And it's working. It's happening. Mm-hmm. And I'm not waiting anymore. And the extra 10 pounds I've been plugging, I know are just going to come off now.
Woohoo!
Yeah. So that's middle of it. Yeah.
And that's how it works. You define what you want and why do you want it. And so you put your order into the universe mm-hmm. and really, under, you know, get to that why. Like, why do I want to do this?
Why?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it's always about, you know, that happiness and fulfillment. Is this going to bring fulfillment? Is this like your soul calling out to you? Like, what part of you wants to do this? Is it an egoic thing? Or is this like from a cellular, like soul level, right?
Oh, I love that. Cellular.
And then you take the inspired action, right? And you say yes, like you looked and you found exactly what you were looking for. Mm-hmm. And so you say yes to what presents, but first, like, feel into it. And wow, you got so many opportunities to just kind of go back, oh my God, here it is again. And you're so aware.
Yeah.
Of your, like, acutely aware of those, of the self-talk and it's so beautiful because it's us, it's all of us. We have those conversations. It's what we've been trained, you know, to say. It's what we've heard all of our lives. And we so need to break through that. The world needs us to live our purpose and to find and connect with our soul. And of course, when you come from that place, you're supported. Like, that's what the universe is waiting for.
It
for
is.
Actually,
it's calling for
yeah.
you.
And those are the things that scare us the most. Like, you know, because it's us. It's like having to be, it's that vulnerability. Like, oh my God, I'm totally revealing myself to the world and showing up in a way I've never shown up to for myself, for the world, for, like,
mm-hmm.
in front of everyone. And then,
yep.
you know, if you fail from that place, the fear is much greater than if you, you know, than if you fail from, oh,
totally.
Well, you know, it wasn't really my calling anyway. I didn't really care about this
mm-hmm.
anyhow, right? So this is,
yep.
this is a big, you know, the one that scares you the most is actually a pretty big clue that that's probably in alignment with what you're here for, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, our fear is so beautiful in that way. Because it is actually leading us in the direction of our soul and what's really going to help us to feel fulfilled. Like, you want to find your purpose and your mission, like, pay attention to to those emotions and how much fear is there. Because when you're really living that purpose, for sure you're going to feel some major fear come up, because that's like...
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, it's such a vulnerable and amazing place. So thank you for that inspiration. And I mean, wow. And you described kind of the steps perfectly.
Thank you.
And I
Yay.
Think, yeah, a lot of people now can just say, all right, yeah, what am I waiting for? Where am I waiting for everything to be just right in my life? And look at where you're procrastinating, because that's another big clue.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, what's procrastinating
those are
waiting, right?
Yeah. That's waiting. So what are you procrastinating on? Again, that physical weight. So, yeah, there's the process. And, you know, think about that big, huge backpack you're carrying around of, like, boulders and rocks and all this shit that is, some of it isn't yours. It's these old belief systems. It's the physical, mental, emotional clutter. And, you know, I remember going on a trek where I filled that backpack full of rocks, like literally climbed a mountain and then threw them off the edge. One of
Wow.
the most freeing things I've ever done. And I felt like I floated down that mountain. Like I didn't even feel my feet on the ground going down. And on the way up, let me tell you, so heavy. So I encourage everyone to, yeah, let go of those, you know, and just, and pick one. It starts with one.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
beautiful. Thanks, Des.
Yeah. Oh, you're
I'm
welcome. Yeah.
Now. To look at where I'm waiting and what I'm procrastinating on. And it's big. And forgive yourself and love yourself through it. Like, be your own
Absolutely.
Support and know that it's not easy. Mm-hmm. So be gentle with yourself.
And that,
Alrighty,
that inner
that
talk
time.
About you got this. Yeah. Is it that time?
Mm-hmm. 10 seconds. Woo. So thank you.
Woo.
Thank you so much, Dez, and all of our audience for tuning in. Have a great day.